This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
The Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
All right, welcome back. Talk Radio 1210, WPHG, CBSPhilly.com/Rich. Joining us now on the Spring Dance Hot Tubs call-in line, he's a man who's been on the show before. He fights for freedom. He fights for liberty. He fights for limited government and the Constitution. Talking about our friend, Senator Mike Fulmer from Pennsylvania. Senator Fulmer, welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, so this is the headline here. Republican lawmaker says he'll fight to ensure gun rights for marijuana patients.
Amen.
There you go.
Look, there's no reason that this should be treated as any other type of medication for folks. We've passed a bill in the state of Pennsylvania, I believe, in the 10th Amendment. This is our right to take care of our citizens, and good law-abiding citizens should not have to forfeit their guns because they want an alternative medication to treat whatever illness they're fighting for.
Yeah, well said. This is a state issue, without question. This is a 10th Amendment issue. There's nothing in the federal constitution about marijuana at all, first of all. But nevertheless, clearly here, the state of Pennsylvania has a right to do this. So who would come for the guns, though? Would it be the feds?
No. No, it would have been, I guess, it would be through the state police, but I can let you know that that's not going to happen.
Good.
It's not going to happen. I think we're going to... I think we've ironed this out. I'm knocking on wood, but I think we have this problem solved.
You have introduced a resolution to amend the Federal Gun Control Act of 1968.
Yes. As far as that goes, yes, because we got to get the feds off the duff here, and they got to get they have to amend that, number one, and number two, they got to get cannabis off of Schedule One. Which would free it up even better for our medicinal use. And I'm talking medicinal only.
Right. Well, yeah, no, it should be taken off Schedule One without a doubt. You know, I would go further. I would say whatever the state wants to do in that regard should be up to the state.
Amen.
But for the state of Pennsylvania's perspective, right now you're saying medical only, which is understandable. And so federal law currently prohibits gun ownership to anyone who is deemed an unlawful user of or addicted to any controlled substance. So theoretically, somebody who then does use medical pot, theoretically now, could lose their Second Amendment rights.
Well, theoretically, you're right. If you would take it to the nth degree, you are totally correct. It could happen because, and what's really crazy, sir, what's really crazy about this, about 70% of the medicines that these good people who are getting their medical cards to purchase this alternative medication will be non-psychotropic. So it's totally crazy. It's really saying this needs to be changed. That's why I did the resolution, and hoping to encourage and getting in contact with our federal legislators, because this needs to change.
It does. Have you talked to Toomey about this?
Yes, Toomey and Costello and the people that affected that I know that Costello's my representative, and he's on board, and I know Scott Perry's on board, Representative Perry. I mean, I think we can they can start a good groundswell down there to finally take care of this, and then we wouldn't have any concerns whatsoever.
Senator Mike Fulmer joins me here on the Zioli Show. He has introduced a resolution in the state of Pennsylvania that would call on the U.S. Congress to protect the Second Amendment rights of medical marijuana patients. And yeah, look, you know, there's Hawaii is doing this now. I mean, in the state of Hawaii, they're literally going around and saying, if you use medical pot, we're asking you to voluntarily turn over your guns.
That's dumb.
It's so dumb.
Now imagine this, sir, and just use this as a scenario. You are a caregiver of a minor, your child. Your child suffers from a form of Dravet's epilepsy. You are the caregiver because the card will be in your name. Now, you could be an avid hunter. Now, you're going to tell me he's going to give up his guns because he's buying a high CBD oil for their child to fight their epilepsy. It is asinine.
You know, the other question, too, that I think is important to understand is that it's not just even a matter of confiscation, but what if people want to then go and buy a gun, get a gun?
Well, that's using, a good point.
Right? You're
that,
right.
That would be the same
That's
point.
Probably the more realistic scenario that would happen, where they get turned down and they say, no, you can't get a gun because you're using medical pot.
Yeah, you got a medical... I think there's a big HIPAA thing here, too. Think about this. I have a disease. I decide to go for a legal Pennsylvania medical card, went through all the checkouts. I get my medical card. What right is it for the federal government to know what my disease is and what medicine I'm using to fight my disease? That's it. I think there's a HIPAA question here, too.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% on that, Senator Mike Fulmer. I really do. I applaud you for going after this because we have to protect rights. We have to protect the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And I hate when these leftist states like Hawaii and others try to use these back doors to basically disarm the populace. And that's what they're doing. And that scares the hell out of me.
Wow. And listen, as a citizen who enjoys his liberties and I'm so grateful for all those brave men and women who fought for my rights to carry my Constitution around and gave their lives for it. The bottom line is this, Abe, I should have a right to defend myself and I should have a right to use what medications I need to keep myself alive. These are two fundamental rights that are indefeasible and inalienable. These are constitutional, God-given rights. And if we don't fight for them, then we're really up the creek.
Amen. Well said. I'll give you the last word on that. Senator Mike Fulmer, Pennsylvania's 48th District. Keep up the good fight, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me on, and thank you for getting this message out.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Godspeed. Thank you.
You too.
Riccioli 306, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.